Trial falls apart after victim fails to identify man accused of shooting him. A gunman who was accused of shooting an acquaintance who smoked too much of a joint in a packed Elephant and Castle pub could be free in weeks after his trial fell apart at the Old Bailey. The prosecution dropped charges of attempted murder and possession of a firearm last week after Richard Walsh, who was shot in the Rose and Crown, Rodney Street, in 2012, failed to identify the man accused of opening fire. Robert Mortby, 28, had handed himself in to police last September after his picture was plastered on billboards in Gibraltar. Prosecutor Zoe Johnson, QC, said he went on the run following the shooting. He became one of Britain's most wanted on the UK National Crime Agency list before agreeing to be extradited to the UK. Earlier this week, Mortby was accused of opening fire on Mr. Walsh on July 28, 4 years ago, for smoking too much of a joint they were sharing. The victim was hit twice in the abdomen, where the bullets are still lodged, while another bullet grazed the leg of his friend, Christopher Green. But Mr. Walsh did not see who shot him, and he failed to identify Mortby in court on February the 25th. Mortby was jailed for 15 months by Judge Richard Marks, QC, for possession of a firearm and a prohibited weapon, but could be free within weeks due to the time he has served on remand. Mortby had admitted possessing a muzzle-loading flintlock pistol and a CS gas canister. Prosecutors today offered no evidence on the outstanding charges. Mortby, of no fixed address, denied attempted murder and possession of a firearm on 28th of July 2012. He admitted possession of a firearm and a prohibited weapon on 30th of July 2012.